Narayanam namaskrityam. Naram chaiva narottamam. Divim sarasvatim vyasam. Tato jayam udhiraye. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Oh, so Srimad Bhagavatam, Spanish, Canto 4, texto, Canto 4, chapter 30, the activities of the Prachetas, yeah. And text 37. So they're continuing with their prayers, glorifying Lord Narayan. Tesham vicharatam padbhyam. Tirtanam pavanechaya. Vitasya kim na rocheta. Tava kanam samagamaha. Tesham, of them, vicharatam, who travel, padbhyam, by their feet, pirta tirtanam, the holy places, pavanam, ichaya, with a desire to purify. Bhitasya, to the materialistic person who is always fearful. Kim, why? Na, not. Rocheta, becomes pleasing. Tavakanam, of your devotees. Samagamaha, meeting. Okay. Tesham vicharatam padbhyam tirtanam pavanechaya vitasya kim na rocheta tavakanam samagamaha. And translation by Srila Prabhupada. Please repeat. So I guess the first Spanish do it opposite. They do word part by part first. Dear Lord, your personal associates, devotees, wander all over the world. Shishi Radha Gopinath ki. Shri Govinda Bhoga ki. My dear Lord, your personal associates, devotees, wander all over the world to purify even the holy places of pilgrimage. To purify even the holy places of pilgrimage. Is not such activity pleasing to those who are actually afraid of material existence? Please repeat. My dear Lord. Dear Lord, okay. Your personal associates, devotees, wander all over the world to purify even the holy places of pilgrimage. Is not such activity pleasing to those who are actually afraid of material existence? Okay. Srila Prabhupada has a purport, two pages here. Yeah. Now, there are two kinds of devotees. One is called Goshtanandi, and the other is Bhajanandi. The word Bhajanandi refers to a devotee who does not move, but remains in one place. Such a devotee is always engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. He chants the Maha Mantra as taught by many acharyas and sometimes goes out for preaching work. The Goshtanandi is one who desires to increase the number of devotees all over the world. He travels all over the world just to purify the world and the people residing in it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, Prithiviti achiyata nagaradi gram sarvata prachaya hoibe Moranam. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted his followers to move all over the world to preach in every town and village. In Chaitanya Sampradaya, those who strictly follow the principles of Lord Chaitanya must travel all over the world to preach the message of Lord Chaitanya. Which is the same as preaching the words of Krishna, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. The more the devotees preach the principles of Krishna Katha, the more people throughout the world will benefit. Devotees like the great sage Narada, who traveled all over to preach, are called Goshtanandi. Narada Muni is always wandering throughout the universe just to create different types of devotees. Narada even made a hunter a devotee. He also made Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj, devotees. Actually, all the devotees are indebted to the great sage Narada, for he has wandered both in heaven and hell. A devotee of the Lord is not even afraid of hell. He goes to preach the glories of the Lord everywhere, even in hell, because there is no distinction between heaven and hell for a devotee. Narayana parasarve nakutashchana bibhyati svarga pavarga narakeshu apituyarta darshanaha. Okay, so there's Bhakti Bhai Baba verse. A pure devotee of Narayan is never afraid of going anywhere and everywhere. For him, heaven and hell are one and the same. Bhagavatam 6:17-28. Such devotees wander all over the world deliver those who are actually afraid of this material existence. Some people are already disgusted with this material existence, being confused and frustrated by material enjoyment. And some people who are intelligent are interested in understanding the Supreme Lord. Both may take advantage of the pure devotee who wanders throughout the world. Those who are disgusted and those who are inquisitive, right? Yeah. When a pure devotee goes to a place of pilgrimage, he desires to purify the holy place of pilgrimage. Many sinful men bathe in the holy waters of the places of pilgrimage. They take their baths in the water of the Ganges and Jamuna at places such as Prayag, Vrindavan, Mathura. In this way, the sinful men are purified. But their sinful actions and reactions remain at the holy place of pilgrimage. When a devotee comes to take his bath at those places of pilgrimage, the sinful reactions left by sinful men are neutralized by the devotee. Tirtikurvanti tirtani svatastena gadabrata. Bhagavatam 113.10. Must be Vidura. Yeah? Vidura is traveling. Because the devotee always carries the Supreme Personality of God within his heart, whenever he goes, wherever he goes, becomes a place of pilgrimage, a holy place for understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is therefore the duty of everyone to associate with a pure devotee and thus attain freedom from material contamination. Everyone should take advantage of the wandering devotees whose only business is to deliver conditioned souls from the clutches of Maya. Okay. So, Prabhupada ki. So, I remember we were traveling, and if you go to India, there's India, you know, and in the middle is Delhi, and then on the way to Calcutta, one-third's about Varanasi, is that how it goes? No, or two-thirds, which is it? I guess it's two-thirds is Varanasi on the way to Calcutta, and one-third is Lucknow, something like that, you know. And the original British changed the name. The original name was Lakshmanpur. And then it's the capital of Uttar Pradesh, which is the biggest state in India. And then north of there, not very far, on the road that goes to Delhi, the main highway, is Naimisharanya. And actually, it's off the main road. Where do you go? You go to name of the town. Somewhere, it's a small town on the road. And from there you go on a small smaller road, which goes to Naimisharanya. And of course, Naimisharanya is where the sages spoke the Bhagavatam originally, like that. Very famous. When Brahma was trying to establish the universe, he saw the whole thing as a big wheel. And he wanted some place to put the center like that. And that was Naimisharanya. Naimish means like one moment. Actually, what it means is the time it takes to blink your eyes, like that, right? It's not very long. And Aranya means, in Sanskrit, forest. In Spanish, it means spider. Yeah. Yeah. So, forest. So it's that forest, Vishnu's, you know, glance at that forest doesn't deviate by even one blink of an eye like that. He's always watching everything that happens there. So any sacrifice that's performed there reduces the power of the demons. So everyone likes to do sacrifice there. It's a very nice place. And so right in the center of it, pretty much, is a place called Chakratirtha. And it's a spring coming up, the water's coming up. And the actual spring is about the same size as the castle, you know, the area like that. Not very big. And around there are little temples, Vishnu, Shiva, Durga, 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 Shiva, Vishnu, Krishna, like that. Built by different communities. And then the water goes out and it flows down into the Gomati, Gomati River, which flows into the Ganga like that. It's called the Ganga. And Anandamaya Ma, you know her? She's pretty famous. She was kind of a mystic person. I think when she left her body, the president of India came in a helicopter to, you know, see the burning. So she has a temple there. She put all the Puranas there stacked up. Like that was called Purana Mandir. Then Ramanujacharya established 108 Divya Tirthastans, 108 holy places in India that were especially sacred. So one of those is Naimisharanya. So there's a temple by Ramanuja there also with a big column. Looks like it's made out of gold. Garuda Stamba. And there's Hanuman Gadi, and you go down. They're all kind of separate. You can walk to them, you know, kind of easily like that. You know, they're not too far. But it's all a forest, kind of like a very nice kind of forest. So you walk down the road to Hanuman Gadi, and there's like a little temple there. The steps you go up, and you walk in. You look. And you're looking at Hanuman's face. And Hanuman's about as big as this wall, like that. You know, like that. You know, and he's inside of a cave or a, what do you call it? Like a well type thing, but it's like a natural cave type thing. You look inside, and there's his face, and down below are his feet like that. And it's about maybe two stories like that. So you're up in the second story, and you're looking at his face, and they put ladus on his mouth like that, you know, like that, you know. So he's sitting there, and you can get one of those like that, you know. And they say that Bhimasena, when they were traveling, the Pandavas were in exile, that Bhimasena made the deity and put it there like that. So there's, and also there's a Gaudiya Math, which was established by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, and inaugurated by the governor of Uttar Pradesh, like that. Yeah. And simple, well, very simple. And then there's one ashram called Narad Ananda Ashram. That was the name of the founder. And it's pretty big. They got a lot of land like that. And so basically, almost anybody who wants to build a temple there to their particular Sampradaya, like Ramanuja or something like that, or something, you know, then they'll give you land to do it, like that. But you got to put their name on it, like, you know, Naradananda, ISKCON Naradananda Ashram, or something like that. Seems like Nitagore Sundar's family is all associated with that. Our you know, director of NEOS, my friend for a long time. So he visited several times. In the Naradananda Ashram, they have one section for Steva Gurukula, very traditional, strict, little boys in yellow. Things like that, chanting mantras. They have a sannyasi ashram, one section, and it has you can use it, stay there. It has these like huts that they're basically like wide enough to lie down horizontally, and maybe about three times that long. And it's just made of bricks, but the bricks, they have these bricks, so there's like spaces, you know, go on top of each other, spaces, so it has like holes in the wall, it's like that, solid. In a big section with just like holes like that in the roof like that. So basically it's like a shelter. It's not really a solid thing. And no ladies are allowed there after like 6 o'clock at night or something, you know. And any sannyasi can stay there. So we were going with some devotees, my Raktak Das, my first disciple from Punjab, and about five more devotees. And we arrived late for the lunch kind of program. He said, well, you can take lunch with the sannyasi lunch, you know, sir. So we went there. And different sannyasis are coming in, sitting down like that, you know. And lunch, and you can take all you want. I was chapatis with no salt or butter, and sabji. And the sabji was boiled potatoes with chilies and enough tomato to like kind of color it like that. And that was it. So you could have all you wanted like that. But in the forest were all these like wild vegetables growing like that. You know, it was greens and stuff. And it says, it's very peaceful there. It says in this forest of Naimisharanya, the peacocks and the snakes don't fight like that. You know, very peaceful. And Prabhupada says, even now there are many very saintly people there. And they have big beards, and they're walking around, 100, 110 years old, 120 years old, and they chant Ram Bhajan or something like that, you know. And they look at you like that when you walk by, like, you know, does he know something, you know. They're like looking, you know, very peaceful. You know? And so very interesting. There's almost nobody there during the regular time. The police station is like two policemen still live there, and they usually sit out front with their feet up on the fire. With a radio going in the back in case they get a call or something, you know. Like that lost dog, street dog found, you know. So then when we're there, different things happen. Interesting things. One sannyasi was kind of like a crazy guy, you know. He started challenging me, well, how can you be here? What are you, you know, what kind of sannyasi are you? You're from the West and this and that. And I was explaining that, well, we're from the Madhva Sampradaya, this and that, and so forth and so on, you know. And then another sannyasi guy said, well, I know these people. They're very strict. They chant all the time. They ask people, they follow their vows, you know. Then he quoted from Tulsidas. And Tulsidas says, anybody who chants the holy name constantly, if he takes the skin from my body and uses it to make shoes, I'm blessed. So this guy was kind of like, kind of quiet, you know, like that. Yeah. Another thing, after that, we were asked to give a lecture. We went there, and the current acharya was there, and we sat down, like 50 Mayavadi sannyasis, all these kind of like this guy, like that. But they're not heavy, this was just a tradition, you know. Like they worship kind of Brahman consciousness. God is, you know, it's kind of a very general spiritual thing. They chant Ram Bhajan, but they just haven't got a concept. So then some people were critical. You could tell they were like, you know, it's a Western guy. You know? So I had my basic Padma verses with me. So we started off with Vedanti tat tatva vidas tatva myaj ganam abhivayam brahmati paramatmati bhagavaneti sabdate. That the absolute, people know the absolute truth, they describe it as, respectively, Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. So I explain, it's all one. So you worship, we worship the Brahman and we worship the God. But it's all okay. Like that, you know. This is, it's all truth. It's all absolute truth. And then, Atmaramas Chamunayo Nirganta Apiyu Ukrame Kurvantiya Hoitakim Bhaktim Itam Bhuto Gona Harahe. But even the Atmaramas, the people who are self-satisfied, liberated, they worship a Supreme Lord because he has unlimited qualities even to attract even the transcendentalists like that. And the Acharya was very pleased. He was like, oh, very nice, you know. And the other guys, are the envious type guys, were kind of like, subdued, well, something like that, you know. And he also quoted Tulsidas like that, some things like that. And Mother, I was there too, Mother Nadia Rasa Priya, her, was with her. I knew her, she was this big, like that, you know. And she's like this big, and she went with us. And her mother's a devotee, parents like that. And she wanted to go traveling, and so she came with a party like that. And she's, you know, her parents are devotees, like that. Yeah, but she wasn't, she must have been a demigoddess in her last life or something like that. She was very, like, self-assured, very chaste, you know, like that, and so on. And she could go anywhere in the world, like, without fear and stuff like that. Oh, you know. But she wasn't exactly a devotee, you know. And this was maybe about 12 years ago. And then her mother told me that she got married, and then she had her baby, like that. And the baby came out, and the doctor said, I'm sorry to tell you, the baby's got about 3 minutes to live, like that. And so she's just gone through childbirth, gets this news, your baby's got 3 minutes to live. You know? She's not really a devotee, but she was like, you know, almost hysterical. So she picks the baby up and screams the Maha Mantra at it, you know, as long as it was living, it was Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It was like about, the doctors and nurses are all sitting there like, what to do like that, and then the baby left his body like that, you know. So I guess she's a devotee, you know. The thing, when the chips get down, you know, she puts her faith in Krishna. So anyway, normally there aren't many people there, but on Purnima, not Purnima, Amavasya, on the new moon, the dark moon day, Chakratirtha converts into some kind of like purifying nectar type thing, this water. And so that day, all these people come and all the ashrams fill up and local people bring out prasadam, which is puffed rice. They have piles of puffed rice like this big where they sell in Gur. And that's the local prasad. You know? And pilgrims will come there and live on puffed rice, Gur, and bananas. It's okay. And they'll take it back. And all the cows come out for tolling. And as soon as somebody's a little bit like negligent, they go over and start to hit the puffed rice. And the guys chase them away like that. You know. And so it's really a whole circus on those days. All the ashrams fill up. And about 10,000 people come on Amavasya, like that, to bathe. And if it comes on a Monday, Somatit Amavasya, then about 100,000 come, like that. And there's a little one train that goes back and forth on this one line between the two cities on both sides. And it looks like something out of, you know, out of British Raj or something. All these guys pile on top of the train, and sadhus with big beers, and families coming with their goods. And, you know, it's really the whole thing. Wow. Like that. And they come the day before. So we were there, maybe like five of us. And so we thought, okay, we got to get up and go bathe in the holy place too. It's like, you know, what do you call it? It's like our duty, you know, we're Hindus. So I went down there, and there's a few people there already, but not too many. You know, like about like 5 o'clock we got down there. There was some light. And then Mother Nadia went over where the ladies were bathing and stuff. And I went in, and I came out, and I was smiling. It was like, how? Oh, it's like really like that. And then Bhaktak came out, he was smiling like that, you know. And so we're figuring out that, you know, is it, you know, there was a 300,000, 400,000 Hindus aren't doing this for 5,000 years because they're idiots. You know, it's like that. No, it works like that. And then, but it's interesting, by the end of the day, the water turns black. Yeah, it's incredible. By the end of the day, it's actually like, you know, it's like that. It's stuff. Really, wow, you know. People leading all their sinful reactions and shampoo or something, you know. But it's just really amazing, you know. So then, but then it says here that these devotees, they Narayana Para Sarve, it's by going there. Was the word probably says Tirta? Tirtanti? Tirti Kauravanti Tirtani. Yeah. That they purify the places of pilgrimage like that by going themselves like that. You know? And so it's very intense purport. Because Prabhupada says, you think, well, Bhajananda, they stay alone and chant. But Prabhupada says, sometimes they go out for preaching work too. And it's like, well, it's like that. I go out. I'm not a Bhajananda. I go out preaching, yeah, but how much? Oh, okay. So it's, you know, other places Prabhupada said, okay, if you're Bhajananda, okay, it's all right. Yeah. But he's basically, yeah, that the real desire is to go traveling like that. But also he's describing at this level that people, that they're purified. They're ready for this. You know, they're ready, and they're not disturbed by going in different places, difficult places, and facing all these difficulties because they realize it's all being controlled by Krishna. You know, and so whatever happens is Krishna's arrangement, and so there's no reason to be afraid. You know, to be afraid because Krishna's not a scary person like that. He's a nice person. You know? So they go everywhere and they meet all kinds of strange situations, but they see Krishna, you know, doing things. But you have to know what Krishna wants. You know, so you got to be able to dance along with Krishna and not get, you know, have him step on your feet like that when you're dancing. You know? And of course, he uses the example of Narada Muni. The Prachetas, they'll go back home. They'll get married to one wife, you know, polyandria. They'll have a good time, you know, nice parties, go to the beach, you know, go swimming, joke with their wife. And then they'll forget everything about spiritual life like that. But at 50 years old, they remember, hey, wait a second, what's happening? Come on, oh, forget it, you know. So they'll take off again. So this is very kind of, what's the word, like normal story. And they'll take off and they'll meet Narada Muni. And Narada Muni will revive their Krishna consciousness and they'll go back to Godhead. And that, you know? And I think in ISKCON we're seeing that, but many people, right? Many devotees, you know, they say, well, I've smoked my cigarettes, I've made my $1 million, my kids are all grown up, they don't care about me and my wife, hey, we're going to, you know, and they move back into some holy place like that, you know. And Prabhupada's describing this, why there should be places for grihastas, I mean, vanaprastas, in all of our ISKCON centers, especially Mayapur and Vrindavan. Because then they can do a lot of service and stuff like that. They're very experienced people, give good advice, and purify themselves and go back to Godhead. Okay? So, Prabhupada ki jai. Send them all back to Godhead. Let the gopis sort them out. Yeah. Yeah. So any comments? Questions? No? Yes. How's it go? Yeah. They were assigned. Prabhupada says that. Ramananda Roy was engaged in Nirjan Bhajan, staying alone with nobody, worshipping in intense ecstasy. Gadadhar was engaged in worshipping the deity. What's the word? Tirthayatra? No, what's the word? Kshetra Sannyas. It is that, staying one place. Who else? Nityananda was sent out to preach, even though he wanted to stay. And Bhavananda Roy, and the father of Ramananda Roy, and his brothers, were engaged in business. So Prabhupada says, by the arrangement of the spiritual master, different people are given different assignments in the Sankirtan movement. But they're all equal, like that, you know? So you see, Prabhupada sees what different people are fit for, what they're good for in a movement like that. You know? And again, it's the same thing. Many people come, and they become very purified by visiting the places of pilgrimage. You know, so we can go out to them when they come, like that. And Prabhupada says that some sannyasis he told stay one place now and preach. Other people he said told him to travel. He gave different assignments to different sannyasis. He said, when will my sannyasis become like these Christian fathers, teaching these gurukulas, like that. So different assignments for different people, like that. But the main thing is to go out, you know, like that. And when you look purified, then you can appreciate that it's not a danger. I can see how I can approach them. And Narada Muni is like, he's one nice project is to go through the Bhagavatam and see all the different preaching strategies. To see all the different preaching strategies that Narada Muni adopts. Because he preaches differently to different kinds of people. So it's a whole nice thing about he acts like this, he acts like that. And people say that the most prominent preacher in Srimad Bhagavatam is Narada Muni because his disciple wrote the book. Like that. Yeah, Vyasadeva. And so he's like talking about his guru. Like that. Yeah. How's it going? Goshanta viti sarvato rajapore kedai mahavivalo vande rupa. Hey Rad, hey Rajadevi ke chalalite hey nanda suno kutaha. Goshanta viti sarvato vrajapare kedai mahavivalo vande rupa sanatana. So Goshantav. They're going everywhere, all over the land of Vrindavan, looking for Radha and Krishna, like that. There, what's the word? There, sarvato mahavivalo. Last name. Kedai mahavivalo. Greatly agitated with distress, like that. So they were Goshti Anandis in Vrindavan. Like that. And actually, that's where Lord Chaitanya told them to go, to revive the places of pilgrimage that had been lost, to purify people. So that was their preaching place. Yeah, like that. Yeah. And, Prabhupada told Hansaduda to go to Sri Lanka. Like that. Like he told us or said that Prabhupada decided it was causing problems all over the world, so he sent me to Sri Lanka. Yeah. Like that. Stay there, preaching. Like that. Any other comment? Okay. I have one more thing here. It's interesting. This is this Kindle. I guess you're selling them, right? Small. Because there's a famous verse. 6:5:22. Now, this is quoted here. Where is that? 6:17:28. And this is, I guess, the story of the Hariyashvas, when Narada Muni is preaching to the sons of Daksha. So it's this text number 6:5:22. Svara Brahmani Nirbhati Hrishikesha Padambuje Akhandam Chittam Avesha Lokam Anu Charan Muni. The seven musical notes. Sa ra ga ma pa da ni ni da pa ma ga ra sa. How's it go? How's it go? Sa, how's it go? Do, re, mi, fa, so. Do, e, do, tu, fa, lo, re. A ray of golden sun. Be a name. I call myself. This is the sound of music. It's a famous musical, The Sound of the Trapp Family. They escaped from Austria. Are used in musical instruments, but originally they come from the Samaveda. The great sage Narada vibrates sounds describing the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. By such transcendental vibrations, such as Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, he fixes his mind at the lotus feet of the Lord. Thus he directly perceives Hrishikesh, the master of the senses. After delivering the Haryashvas, Narada Muni continued traveling throughout the planetary systems, his mind always fixed at the lotus feet of the Lord. Purport, Vaishnava Paupat. The goodness of the great sage Narada Muni is described herewith. He always chants about the pastimes of the Lord and delivers the fallen souls back to Godhead. In this regard, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung. And this again is the only one of two songs that we know in all of Prabhupada's books. He puts in the purports. This one and Gauranga Bolita Habe. Narada Muni Bhajai Bina Radhika Ramana Name Namamani Udito Haya Bhakata Gita Same Amiya Dara Varishe Gana Shravana Yugala Giya Bhakata Jana Sagane Nache Bariya Apanahiya Madhuri Puri Ashabapasi Mataya Jagata Jane Kehava Kande Kehava Nache Keha Mate Mane Mane. Who wrote this? Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Panchavadana Narade Dari Premera Sagane Rol Kamalasana Nachiya Bale Bola Bola Hari Bola Sahasranana Paramasuke Hari Hari Balagaya Nama Prabhave Matila Vishva Nama Rasa Sabe Paya Shri Krishna Nama Rasane Spure Purala Amara Asha Shri Rupa Pade Yachaye Iha Bhakti Vinoda Dasa. The purport of this song is that Narada Muni, the great soul, plays a stringed instrument called a bina, vibrating the sound Radhika Raman, which is another name for Krishna. As soon as he strokes the bina, as soon as he strokes the strings, all the devotees begin responding, making a very beautiful vibration. Accompanied by this stringed instrument, the singing seems like a shower of nectar, and all the devotees dance in ecstasy to the fullest extent of their satisfaction. Kirtan weekend ki dai. While dancing, they appear madly intoxicated with ecstasy, as if drinking the beverage called Madhuri Pura. Some of them cry, some of them dance, and some of them, although unable to dance publicly, dance within their hearts. Lord Shiva embraces Narada Muni and begins talking in an ecstatic voice. And seeing Lord Shiva dancing with Narada, Lord Brahma also joins, saying, "All of you kindly chant, Hari Bol, Hari Bol." The King of Heaven, Indra, also gradually joins with great satisfaction and begins chanting and dancing, dancing and chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. In this way, by the influence of the transcendental vibration of the holy name of God, the whole universe becomes ecstatic. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, "When the universe all becomes ecstatic, my desire is satisfied. I therefore pray under the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami that this chanting of Harinama may go on nicely like this. Lord Brahma is the guru of Narada, who is the guru of Vyasa, moved by Vyasa Madhvacharya. Thus, the Gaudiya Madhava Sampradaya is a disciplic succession for Narada Muni. The members of this disciplic succession, in other words, the members of the Krishna consciousness movement, should follow in the footsteps of Narada Muni by chanting the transcendental vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. They should go everywhere to deliver the fallen souls by vibrating the Hare Krishna mantra and instructions of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. That will please the personality of Godhead. One can spiritually advance if one follows the instructions of Narada Muni. If one pleases Narada Muni, then the Supreme Personality of Godhead Rishikesh is pleased. Yajya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasado. The immediate spiritual master is representative of Narada Muni. There is no difference between the instructions of Narada Muni and those of the spiritual master. Both Narada Muni and the present spiritual master speak the same teachings of Krishna, Bhagavad Gita. Mamana babama bhakto majaji mam namaskuru mame vaishasham satyam te patijano priyesume sarva dharman prityaja mame kam sharanam raja ham tvam sarva pape bhyo mokshishmi ma suchaha. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, offer your homage to me, you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender to me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Now, we die. So today, of course, also we're having a, Shraddha ceremony for Mataji. Marutavati. Yeah, I go to Chile a lot. I don't remember her like that. Yeah. And so, people think, oh, she's gone, or suffering, or this and that. But maybe she's with the Harinam party with Narada Muni now. traveling. That's the reason we die, you know, to go someplace else and go on with the Sankirtan, you know, go on with the Sankirtan, like that, you know. So for Vaishnava, it's very, very opulent, very auspicious, you know, to leave this body. You know, and then we have an opportunity to join the Sankirtan party in different places like that. Prabhupada says that sometimes Sankirtan parties come from Vaikuntha, the material world. And the yogis and the Brahma Jyoti are sitting there meditating in their bliss and peace, and they hear this kirtan, you know, they're attracted like that. Yeah? So there's sankirtan, even the Brahma Jyoti, there's sankirtan going on like that. Yeah? So we pray that Mataji is, you know, purified by our activities and inspired to continue with her sankirtan like that. So Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki, back home, back to Godhead.
Yeah, because it doesn't search Sanskrit.
It does.
Oh, really?
Mahendra has Agatha Christie there. Mahendra Prabhu has Agatha Christie.
This guy was probably loud. On the ground, this guy was always loud.